We'll bless you all.
Thank you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Our sister shared a story about something that while she was going home, she heard that her daughter was having a spiritual attack. And she began to run back home. And she said that when she got there, she began to pray. What happened now? She called me that night. She was praying. She called me. I didn't pick the first call. They called again. I didn't pick. They called again. And I started to pick, because when someone pressed on so long, you need to pick. Because I didn't know the number. Normally I pick calls, but I don't know the number. But after the number called the first time, I rejected the call because I was speaking with, I think, Pastor Chuka. I was with Pastor Chuka. The number called again. So I picked the call. And I heard someone praying in the Holy Ghost. She was blasting in tongues. I immediately recognized that voice. And I was asking, what is happening? What is happening? She was already lost in the Holy Ghost. I said, what is happening? What is happening? So I kept quiet. Then after she was praying, you know, she was interceding. She was interceding, but she came to an understanding. See, there are some journey you can journey alone. There are some journey you need help. It's not because I'm so anointed. But that witness in our spirits allowed her to call that you need something. And after that, we prayed and God took all the glory. She was praying, I was praying. We made declaration, commanded the situation. And what I'm going to teach you today is going to help you a lot to see whenever you see those kind of challenges you go through. Now, what happened was, let me tell you what happened actually. The daughter went to a program. I think it was in the church. Now, you can go to a church. Be careful of the altar you challenge as a Christian. Be careful of the altars you challenge. For example, a Christian can go to a place. You might go to your house or your village. And you said, every witch, every power in this village, I command you to die. If you don't know where you are in Christ, when those powers come, I'm giving you, this is a strong one in the Holy Ghost. When that power that you have summoned come with the authority of your summoning, and when the altar, when that spirit looks at you and gaze upon you and does not see the capacity to command it to leave, one person will fall. And that spirit might come and see that you are the one vessel that could stand. They will hit you down so that others will lose their faith. You see, when we go for prayer meetings, for example, and while we are praying, one person fall under the attack of the enemy, it does not mean that that person is the weakest. The devil always attacks someone that he knows that has a certain level in the spirit, so that the ones that don't have strong spirit like her will give up. And they'll say, ah, if he can attack her that prays the Lord, who am I? So why praying before you challenge others? Know what you can. You know, there's an atmosphere you enter in the spirit. You begin to speak against the altar in Oka. Morago high. But spiritual stature no good day. You start saying, all the altars in Nigeria, come under my feet. Ah, my brother. Ah, yeah. Bakako. Now the small one will just show. So now they represent one small village river. So it's important you pay attention to what I'm about to teach today, because is going to help you to know who you are in Christ. The moment you understand who you are in Christ, you can imagine somebody going for, you and your pastor going for a village crusade. You're a prayer warrior. The pastor did not give you the authority to do certain things. You know, if I call you and say, go and pray against this village, now I have delegated an authority that I have in me to you. So when you are praying, when the forces come, They will not attack you. They will find out the lineage that gave you that authority to function. For example, now, if you call me for a program, and because for some reason I'm very busy, and I say one of my sons to go, or one of my pastors to go, that pastor will not go in his own name. The pastor will go in the minds of the one that has sent him. It's not when they come and say, Prophet Iman, they will not come and say, maybe I sent Chinedu to go and represent me. They will not come and say, Chinedu, come and... They will call my name, Prophet Emmanuel. But who will answer is Chinedu. Chinedu is not coming in his own authority. He's coming under the umbrella of Prophet Emmanuel. And whatever is possible in the life of Prophet Emmanuel will flow in that meeting. And if Chinedu is not careful, he will think he's the one that allowed that flow. Are we learning from this? I want to teach you some spiritual things that's going to help us. Every believer has the power to wage war against any spirit. But the problem is that, do you know yourself well enough to wage the war? There are some spirits that can appear before you, you just laugh, that spirit will leave. You know, when you are speaking in tongues, there's a spirit that can speak in tongues too. But it's not your own tongue. You start rabrato zivra, he will start his own mekuka elekeka. Then you now start contemplating who is speaking the original one. The Bible didn't say by the mention of your tongue that demon will run away. He said by the mention of the name Jesus. And if you must call the name Jesus, you must understand the relationship you have with that name Jesus. There's some demon that will come in front of you, say Jesus, you say shut up. Somebody said in the name of Jesus. In who, he called Jesus' name now, in whom Paul preached. And the demon say, Paul I know, Jesus I know, okay? Who are you? In the name of Jesus that Paul preached. It's not just about the name. It's about the relationship that is attached to that name. When you call the name of Jesus, there is a blood that speaks, that changes the frequency where it is coming from. What do you know? But God being so merciful, he will always show himself. But my brother, let me tell you the truth. The day a demon appears in front of you, your legs will be shaking if you don't have faith. You know, the demons you watch in movie, not in Nigerian movie, because all of them are always ugly. The one you watch in American movie looks fine. The demon will appear. You see one fine person. You think demons are easy to talk. And the ugly thing you see in Nigerian movie are not ugly enough. When you see an ugly demon appear in front of you, a demon that has like two or three heads stand in front of you and look at you with his neck bent, you might forget the name of Jesus. The only thing your neurons in your brain will be saying is run, run. It takes faith to stand. I'm going to teach you something that will bless you here. If you understand this mystery of what I'm about to teach to you today, you're going to be blessed. Now, let me share something. I know my spirit will not find joy until I destroy this particular thing. Let me just kill it and crumble it now. I was speaking with someone that was talking about herbs. So this person was talking about herbs. So I said, okay, show me a link. Let me see something about these herbs. The Lord permitted me to click on the link. I clicked on the link. I saw the herbs. It's on Instagram or so. I saw the herbs. Immediately I saw the herbs, the Lord said that these things are demonic. I don't know about other herbs. I'm talking about the herbs I saw. The Lord said that every one of these things is demonic. And I began to scroll. So they started talking about one that ladies can use for their enlargements. And the Lord said that, you see how this power works. The moment they take these herbs and there is an enlargement, the devil has full access to the breast milk to the child. So whenever they feel the child, the devil has legal access to that baby. And I started looking at it, and the Lord says that, how come that these things were never natural in you, and you could take certain herbs and they become natural? The devil will never give you anything free. He will take something from you. Now, I don't know about all the herbs. I'm telling you about the one I saw online. And the Lord said that these things are demonic. and the man, the person talked about another one that they rub on their belly and your belly will be flat. The Lord explained to me again. He said, Emeka, how can someone just rub something on the belly and the belly loses weight? Now, I don't know how what your understanding is, but I'm telling you about what the Lord showed me. Most of these things you see, if not all, are very demonic. You see, they will not make you to start doing evil, but they will grant access to certain evil. Does it make sense? So it's important that we are very careful. Be very careful of your association wherever you are. Be very careful. Be very careful of what you listen to. Be very careful of what you feed your eyes to. Be very careful of the associations around you. Be very mindful of it. God bless you in Jesus' name. Someone said that the reason why I'm following a witch is because I want to understand the witch. Okay. When you are done following, call us. We will deliver you from the witchcraft. Today I'm going to teach, my words have powers. My words have powers. Can someone say, my words have powers? Now before we start this, I want us to look at something in the book of John 14. Verse 5. Let's start from John 14, verse 5. My words have powers. You are sure this does not affect that recording something you are doing, right? This time around. Now, he said, now let's go to verse, let's start from verse 3. There's something I want us to pick out here. Now, he said, when everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am. Now, this is Jesus Christ speaking. Next verse. And you know the way to where I'm going, so that you will know the way to where I'm going. Next verse. No, we don't know, Lord, Thomas said. We have no idea where you are going. So how can we know the way? Next verse. Now, there's something you must understand about Jesus that I want to show you here. You see, if you're a Christian and you are both 25 years old, and you still don't understand the purpose of your existence in this earth, you are making a fat mistake. And you might spend your entire life doing catch-up over your destiny. Except the Lord activate what they call the spirit of grace, speed, and the grace of mercy. Only in that way can you recover what you have lost. And Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, Jesus, one thing you must know, that every time you see Jesus, he's talking about who he is, where he's from, and what he has come to do. He said, I am the Son of the living God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I have come to set you free. I have come to bring the kingdom of God. Every time you see Jesus, he's telling you that he is not of this earth, that he came from another world. He's telling that he is the Son of God, that he's here to heal the sick, here to do this, here to do this. Every time you see Jesus, he's always announcing who he is. You see, the problem we have is that when you announce yourself, you identify yourself by the lineage of your earthly father. He said, my name is Mwamosu. What is Mwamosu? My name is Mwawokeke. What is Mwokeke? That is not your lineage. That can be your earthly identity. But when they ask you who you are, you start from your spiritual identity. Jesus never said, I am the son of Joseph the carpenter. It was people that saw him as son of Joseph the carpenter. If he identifies himself as the son of Joseph the carpenter, he will be limited as a carpenter. Hello. Hello. And if he sees himself as the son of the carpenter, his mentality will operate as the son of a carpenter. That means on his way, when he sees the tree, he would like to cut the tree. You see Jesus will be spending so much time in the forest because you'll be liking trees. So this is Melina. This is this one. This one can do good wood. This one can do this. Now he said, Jesus told him, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. This is a hard thing for someone to tell you. If I walk up to you and say, now you can't access the Father except through me, you will look at me somehow. First of all, you say it's pride. But this is what Jesus is saying. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can access the Father except through me. Next verse. He said, if you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. He was not talking about Joseph here. He was talking about the King of all kings, the Lord of lords. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Next verse. If you had really known me. Hello. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. He just finished explaining who the Father is. And my brother Philip asked the question again. First of all, he said, I don't know the road. So how will we follow you where you are going? And he explained everything. He said, Philip said, show us the Father. He said that I am the Father. I meet you now and say, I am God. You will first of all beat me first. That's why Philip did not want to start argument. He said, just show us the Father. Then we will believe. Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Next verse. Jesus replied, have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Have I not been with you all this while and you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? This is the core of all Christianity. Whoever sees you should have seen Jesus Christ. And whoever sees Jesus Christ has seen the Father. So if someone gazed upon you and could not see a resemblance between you and the Father, there's a problem. If you understand what I will teach you today, I assure you, with God being my witness, you will grow higher than your imagination. If you understand this thing and start meditating on these things, your dream life will first of all change. You will have supernatural strength in the realm of the spirit. I've tested it and I've seen it. And yet you still don't know who I am. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Next verse. Don't you believe that I am in the Father? Jesus. So don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak are not my own. What is our topic today? My words have powers. He said, the words I speak are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his walk through me. That is what I want you to understand. As a Christian that you are accountable to every single word that comes out of your mouth. As a Christian that you are, the life you live is no longer yours. For Christ, for Paul said that the life I now, for it is not I, but Christ in me. That is the revelation here. For it is not I, but Christ in me. Which means that the Paul that that people are seeing is dead. So if Christ, if you are not, sorry, what is your name, brother? Marvelous. So if you are no longer marvelous, you are marvelous. People know you as marvelous. But the person that lives inside of you is Jesus Christ. That means the same power that is accessible through Jesus can be accessible through you. If you don't get this, you will not operate in powers. The reason why Paul was able to operate in a very high dimension in the spirit was because he was not seeing himself as Paul. He saw that Paul has been crucified with Jesus, and who is alive is Christ. And because of that, he was doing the same miracles that Christ was doing. It is all about you changing your mindset. The moment you began to know that your words have power, you will not use it anyhow. The moment you began to know that your words has the power. As I am here, I don't know about you. I know that if I speak something, it will happen. And because I know that if I speak, it will happen, I am careful of my words. And because you are careful of your word, the Lord will entrust you with more greater anointing. Jesus never spoke when it was not needed. Jesus never spoke when it was not needed. Whenever Jesus was speaking, it was when it was needed. You see, when you study the life of Jesus, begin to emulate it. I'll tell you, when you see Jesus, search yourself. Whatever you can't find in him, know it is in you. Activate it. You see, our Father, our Lord, our brother, Jesus Christ, trekked. I'm not saying sufferness is good though. Understand. But in this our generation, when you are trekking, there's a problem. Jesus never had any car. But we know he had the wealth. But there was no car in his generation. And Jesus Christ had the ability to trek from one village to another village. And you still see him doing miracles. You, if you trek from here to here, say, I beg, and the miracle don't finish. There is a mindset you ought to carry. I'm not saying, my brother, you will drive beautiful cars, you will have beautiful houses, it will happen. It's a matter of time. It will happen. You will invite me to your house, I will come. You will have that one, that is an AC that purifies air. You will have it in your house, if I come, I will breathe fresh Yankee air. Praise the Lord Jesus. Let's go to Romans 10 from verse 9. Because I'm going to teach you how to use these powers. Do you know that there is a power you will carry that when you meet someone, when the person has an evil intention against you, the moment you meet that person, that evil intention will die. You must come see. There is a dimension of your understanding that even when fire is burning in the place, when you stand there, you stop. People will be running helter-skelter and worried. But you are there, there's no atom of worry because you already know what to do. There is a knowing you must carry in your head that whoever does business with you must succeed. There is a knowing. You must know what you carry. The thing is that many Christians don't know how to program their day. They wake up in the morning and they say, God, help us today. Oh, make everything go well. Make everything means you are not certain. There are some words that should not be found in the life of a Christian. If is one of them. You have to be able to know what the word is saying. Then you know how to program your day. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe, you see, the confession is with the mouth. The confession is with the mouth. You must learn to confess what you want to see in your life. You see, when you don't confess, earth will confess on your behalf. Because every single day there must be a confession. So when you don't make, the nature will make for you. If you wake up this morning and you don't prophesy to your day, the earth is designed not to always favor you. The earth is designed seasonally. That means the earth can bring sorrow today, can bring joy tomorrow. But if you know how to prophesy to your day, the earth will obey your confession. You see, your confessions are powerful. Every single confession is a prophecy. And every prophecy is a word from God. So when you confess that today is a great day for me, you see, the earth, you see, the earth cannot help itself but to obey what you have confessed. Because the name of the Spirit who is confessing is the God. You see, remember Christ that lives in you. And the Bible said that Jesus said, he said, my Father, but you have never hidden anything from me. There's nothing I've ever asked you, you've not answered me. So if Jesus has 100% record of answered prayer, you have 100% of answered prayer. It's not just about the amen. It's the truth. It is the nature that you carry. If I tell someone you'll be blind today, my brother, whether the person like it or not, he'll be blind. The only problem I might have is when I go to my closet and the father will start saying, why did you blind my son? Paul saw a man and said, you will be blind for a season. And the man became blind. A man came and spoke to armies and they became blind. And he said, take them. And when they prayed and God opened their eye and he fed them and sent them away. You see, we are not using our power just for the destruction. But when you push it, we'll release it. You see, I gave a prophecy about Nigeria. My spiritual father gave the same prophecy. Daddy Adomio Sai gave the same prophecy. I was watching it, I was like, oh Jesus. God is raising men that are bold to speak the truth. People that will speak it, if you want, hate it. The truth is the truth. But the thing is that we Christians have not come to understand that we have power. You rely on the confession the enemy has made over your life. What has the enemy said? That in your family lineage there is no money. That you will never make it in your life. That is what the enemy is saying. Do you know that when you are shouting that there is no money in this world, there are people that eat 10,000 a day. When you are shouting there is no money, things like that, people that eat 20,000 a day. When you are shouting, you get that things that people are buying car every 2 days. How many head they get? And you carry the Christ. See, carry this mindset. You know, when we preachers are preaching, people look at them, it's because they are, God has blessed them. That, no. We are telling you how we climb to this place. We need our mouth to the door. We talk a lot. We don't talk in the physical, we talk a lot in the spirit. It is by talking that men grow in the spirit. And he said, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe. Now, this is for salvation, but I want to point out the confession. And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So, the only way you can be saved is that you confess that Jesus is Lord. Then you believe in your heart that he is really Jesus, you'll be saved. The problem is that when you confess with your mouth, you don't believe from your heart. When you wake up and say, today I will make sales, your heart does not believe what your mouth is saying. Your heart will tell you, how can you make sales? How can you make sales? Don't you know that your shop is on third floor? Who has energy to climb up? Don't you know you should find a shop that is downstairs? Then you start saying, oh, so cool. Then instead of you believing what you are prophesying, you start thinking of how to find a shop downstairs. You will get that shop downstairs, another person will go upstairs, that person will sell more than you downstairs. Then you now say, what about the village? It's not your village people, it is you that programmed it. Have you ever wondered, you are thinking of an accident? It will not happen. You know, sometimes you receive what is about to happen. Sometimes you draw it to yourself. You are telling your child, oh yeah, go this place. He said, this thing you are going, you might fall. Oh, this thing you are going, you might wound yourself. Oh, this, you are prophesying it and your heart is accepting it. That child will fall and wound. Then you now tell yourself, Shebi, I tell you. The moment you say, Shebi, I tell you, you confirm the prophecy. And God is in heaven saying, it was not my intention for this child to wound. You prophesied it. Me as a God, whatever you say, I will grant. If it's negative, I will answer. If it's positive, I will answer. He said, I put life and death between you. Choose, but I want you to choose life. God will not force you to choose. Somebody called me on the phone. I, man of God, I can't breathe. I prayed after I was done praying. She called again. She said, she's fine now, that she's better. I said, madam, you're not better, you are healed. She said, amen. I said, no, I'm not telling you what has not happened. I'm telling you what has happened. When was the woman healed? The woman was not healed the day I prayed for her. She was healed 2,000 years ago. All I did was remind her of her healing. What have you confessed today? Today, as you woke up, what did you confess? How did you speak to your morning? What was the command you gave to your evening? What is the command you have given to your night? Faith is the ability to believe what you have not seen, but to know that that which you have not seen is more real than the ones you are seeing. You see, when you confess, the angels of God begin to put your confession into order. Sometimes it might take them 2 days to convince people to come and buy from your shop. But keep confessing it. Next verse. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it's by confessing. Now, we are talking about the believing and confessing. But by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. So it is by believing that God begins to accept what you are about to confess. Let's look at another scripture. It will help us. Proverbs 6 verse 2. Your heart must believe what you are about to confess. And I will teach you how to make your heart to believe what you are about to say. If you have trapped yourself by your agreements. Proverbs 6 verse 2. Now listen to this. He said, if you have trapped yourself by your agreements and are caught by what you say. Now listen to this. If you have trapped yourself by what? Agreements. And are caught by what? By what you confess. So, what you confess can trap you. The Bible said that the power of life and death lies in your tongue. If you think you don't have a power, wake up in the morning and say, all the demons in Oka come inside of you. Sleep that night. They will line up and be waiting for you. Then when you wake up the next day, confess it again. But before the third day you confess, they will enter. And when they enter, you see, you think when demons enter, they will be shaking your body. No. It's when you start reaching 7,000, 6,000, then they will shake. Start shaking. That time your body don't be full. The voltage don't high. That is when you see, even as I'm speaking now, there are spirits that are living. They don't need to shake your body to leave. Because when they enter, they did not shake your body to enter. So when they are leaving, they can quietly leave. That's why sometimes we pray for people. You are busy waiting for them to fall under the power. We are saying it is done. You are now wondering, how is it done? Let's not fall now. It is not by falling. The Bible never said that this sign will follow them, that they shall fall in the name of Jesus. No. The Bible said that every tongue that rises up against you in judgment shall be condemned. In fact, the people that will be condemned on this earth have been condemned even before we came to this earth. Oh, we studied it in the book of John. Oh, Jesus. We studied it that time. But it was on Saturday that people that they will be judged on this earth have been condemned even before the end of that. If you say God does not know who will make heaven, then you call God a liar. God is only allowing you to act yourself out. So on that day, you will not say, had it been you gave me time, I would have repented. God will show you how old you are. And how many years he has given you to repent. Now let's look at the book of Mark 11:23. We are studying today. I'll preach to you and I'll teach you. Mark 11:23. He said, I tell you, this is Jesus speaking. I'm using what Jesus is saying here. He said, I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea. You can say, you can confess, you can prophesy, you can release an utterance over this mountain. May you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But there is a condition. Whatever you say, if God said that whatever you say, he will answer. Whatever you say, he will answer. He has said it, he will fulfill it. When you say, and it looks like you don't see the result, say again. When you keep saying it, you start growing. The thing is that most time we have said once, we don't see the result, then we start prophesying negativity. You start saying, I know it will not happen. You are counseling the project you have said. Now, let me show you something here. Mayina eke eleba. Let me borrow you. Ah, my daughter, let me borrow you too. Let me borrow young man. Oh, you are still far. Sir, let me borrow you too. Now, see what is going to happen here. Just stay here. Come this side. Madam, please come. Now, stay this side. Now, I'm going to show you something here. Now, these are two angels. The job of this angel is to fulfill whatever I have said. For example, let me know if the angel is better. It's a better illustration. Now, this is the person. This is I don't know you. He doesn't know me. But I'm about to confess something. Lord, today I shall sell. I confess I will sell. This is my word. This my word will come and meet this angel and release my word to this angel. Now, see what will happen now. That word has been released to this angel. This angel, now you said it today, being Monday for example. Okay, today is Tuesday, being Tuesday for example. This angel will come and meet this brother and start trying to convince this brother to come and patronize his business. This brother has his own will to choose or not. This brother might say, I'm not buying from that woman's shop, I beg. This angel will gently start sending people that will convince him to start patronizing this person. It might take 3 days for this heart to accept. So in your eye, you think God is not here. But the thing is that the message you have sent has been delivered. It's this person that has not accepted, because God will not break his will. So when God starts speaking and God knows that this person can lift your business, when you come the next morning, you speak again. This angel takes the word and go back to this same person. Then a time will come, this person will be restless where he's sleeping. Because you keep confessing. When, oh Lord? And God is saying, I've answered, oh. I've answered. Angel Gabriel, sir. Angel Yure, sir. Angel Nga, sir. Angel Emmanuel, you know, sir. He said, why? What is happening? He's confessing. He said, now that man has not. So this angel will keep communicating until one day this brother might be sleeping. He will see where he's selling something and what his car is about to fall. Then this sister will come and hold and save him. Then go. One day he comes and see her. See her. I don't know why I like you. What and what do you have in this shop? And customer relationship has established. Now you say today, the angel has gone down today. But the problem is the heart that is willing to accept that today. So it might take a week for that heart to accept. Your job is to keep releasing the word. And when Daniel prayed, God answered, but something held. Daniel kept on releasing. Then God turned what is happening. Michael! And Michael came. He said, sir, so why hasn't Gabriel released this man? I've answered this prayer. And Gabriel appeared and saw the war front and began to engage in war. And Daniel sneaked out to go and deliver the message. Because if not, the father will hear again that the message has not come. So when it didn't happen the way you prophesied, you don't change your prophecy, you keep prophesying. You can have your wonderful sex. Does that make sense? So when you prophesy, believe it. Don't even shake. Don't be afraid it might work. We don't walk by might. We walk by we know. You can call it the God realm. The realm of God. I feel a strong anointing on that name. The realm of God. He said, have the faith of God. Have faith in God. Then some person said, have the God kind of faith. It's the realm of God. You are speaking to somebody, he's not listening to you. You have spoken. That word will not come to you void. And he said, I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain, Jesus spoke to a tree to wither. The tree did not wither in the eyes of the disciples. Jesus left. It was the next morning they came and saw that he has withered. The whole Jesus spoke. He took time for the tree. See, when he spoke, it has happened in the spirit, but the physical is still there. The left, he doesn't doubt what he has said. He knows he carried God, the Father in him. You see, when they crossed over, that demon started rushing towards Jesus. The moment the demon came towards him, the demon surrendered. If it is you and I, you start. He knows what he carries. He was actually gazing on the demon, the spirit of legion. He was actually gazing on the spirit. And the spirit began, you know, there is something about the eye. The eye can also communicate. You see, in the realm of the spirit, when you see the eyes of Christ, you see fire. So when someone looks at you in the spirit realm, he sees fire. You don't know these things. That's why if someone dare you and look at you straight in the eye, ball to ball, if that person does not have grace of God and you carry fire, that person will fall down there. Because he's looking into the soul. And what burns in your soul is the fire of Christ. So when he gazes in, he draws energy from that soul. The Bible said that the eyes is the what? Our Bibles are upside down. The Bible said that our eyes is the gateway to the soul. It's a gateway to access the soul. If you, let's say for example, if you and your husband is having an issue, try it. Just look at him eye to eye. Two of you will start laughing. Your husband provoke you now. Just provoke you. You are upset. Just look at him in the eye. You see, you can't even look. The person, your husband will just start. What are you doing now? I see the best for you. The thing has changed. If you want, try and look at your neighbor now. You start laughing. All right, try it. Everybody, look at your neighbor eye to eyeball to eyeball. Oh, yeah. Hello. Look at your neighbor eyeball to eyeball. Are you seeing what is happening? Some of you could not even. Some of you start blushing before you look. It is something that you must understand. And until you get that understanding, you will limit yourself. He said, I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe it. You see, the power lies in the believing. The power lies in my believing. Imagine someone meeting me now. Carry this mindset. Imagine someone meeting me now and sowing a seed of 200 naira in my hand. And after giving me 200 naira on his way going, he said, man of God, after, I don't know why I'm having money. It's not possible. It can't. I won't even pray for you. Because it can't. Do you know the author you had a transaction with? You must know what you carry. The Bible said that you are the image and the likeness of God. You carry the nature of God. The nature of God lacks nothing. Anyone that touches God does not pollute God. Rather, God pollutes him. If I'm using the word pollution. In fact, if you go to corrupt God, God corrupts you. I don't know why I'm using this word so that you understand what I'm saying. Have you ever seen someone, if you try, look at this light and bring your eye down and to see whether you can still see clearly. That is how it is when you dive into God. You come out with part of him. A man had an encounter with the back of God and came out. His face was as bright as the sun that he had to cover his face because men could not look upon him because the man saw the back of the Father. And the Bible said that the Father is in me. So if you gaze on me, you are gazing at the Father. It's what a Christian ought to be, to carry his nature. They are shooting gun in your area. There is no time to hide. You are bulletproof. I don't know how to explain this thing to you. See, I'm not just enticing you, I'm telling you the truth. There was a day we were in Obunago. Some men started coming, people were running. Normally, the best thing to do would have to come out of the car. I think I was with Brother Michael. Abby, I was with you. What would have done, the best thing to do was to come out of the car and run with your leg. But I was calling my car to go with my car. You know, car is will be slow. You turn, reverse. But I was calling my car. Do you understand? If you don't know what I know, you open that car and leave even your wife and run. Because I know that if they shoot, they might harm the car. But for me, it will not enter. And I don't know about who is beside me, whether they have the faith I have. That's why sometimes when attack is about to happen, men of God are worried, not because of them, but people around them. there is something you must know. You see, don't measure your anointing by the challenges around you. If I am anointed, why don't I have money? What is money? Will you go to heaven with money? If I'm anointed, why is this brother always quarreling with me? Is that how you measure the anointing? Some people have so much abused the grace of God that for 1 year they have not been sick, and yet they say things are not working well in my life. If God allows the devil to try you in sickness, you will reject wealth and look for health. Say, I prayed. Man of God, I prayed, though. I prayed. The thing, no one go. See, the sickness had no choice. Listen to my word. The sickness had, not have, had no choice. That means the sickness has been dealt with even before you were born. So, number one, it's illegal for the sickness to find expression in you, number one. It doesn't have the legal rights at all, number one. It's not even supposed to be there. It's an error. Because the Bible says in the book of Ephesians 1, verse 3, for we are united in Christ Jesus. Which means that if you bring Roctama pure water and bring Aqua Rafa pure water and you pour them in a cup, can you separate them? It means you are united in Christ. Which means the blood that runs through your vein is the blood of Jesus. So who is making you sick when you carry the healing anointing? There is something you ought to know. When we find Mami, like I need a final professor, when we talk about the government, we're going to clear. Because if you arrest us, put us for prison, we will turn to pastors in prison. We will even begin to declare, Father, I declare that everybody that is arrested here will be released in the name of Jesus. And God will say, amen. On one day, they will come and say, governor will come and say, release everybody. All of you will be jobless. You don't understand. A man was thrown into the prison. He became the leader of the prisoners. Joseph was thrown into the prison. He became leader. In fact, he began to prophesy to the guards. So the guards will come up in the morning and say, I dream. Prophet Joseph, Jojo, I dream. Joe will say, how can you come and meet me empty-handed now? You just say, okay, sir. They will run. I can't bring something. Jojo, how far now? Joe, in the morning, Lord, what does he mean? The Bible said that the gift of a man maketh way for him. Wherever you see, let me tell you something you don't understand. You see, if you're a banker in Nigeria, if you travel abroad, you might have difficulty. If you're a carpenter in Nigeria, if you travel abroad, you might have difficulty. But when you carry the anointing in Nigeria, if you travel abroad, it's the same anointing. The anointing does not change. It's not affected by the things around you. So, if you carry the anointing, you are precious anywhere you enter. And you know the thing, governors must be sick. The governor's wife must be sick. And you carry the healing anointing. So you are a wanted commodity. Something was about to happen today. Before it happened, I told him what will happen. I was in my house. And I told him. I said, this thing will happen. If it happened, this. You must know what you carry. For God cannot allow something to come until he speaks to his prophets. Because if he doesn't, I'll ask God why. Elisha said, but the Lord has not revealed this to me now. That means it has not been arranged that the death of that boy will stand. Because if the Lord has revealed, he will negotiate. You must know what you carry. You know what it means to carry an anointing. You see, demons, the same demon you see in Nigeria, the same demon you see abroad. See, demon does not listen to English. So you can't say, I can't speak English. No, my brother, cross border. That anointing will cross border with you. When a demon looks, you know one thing I like about demons? They always identify who we are. Servant of God. Say, shut up, I know now. You know, sometimes they would like to negotiate with you. There was that, we are doing deliverance, the demon said, you are asking me to leave, where should I go? Who and who were there then? You were there. The demon was asking, you say I should leave. Where should I go? I said, wait, to desert. I don't even know that I have desert here. I said, desert. We are saying demon to leave. The demon said, you are asking me to leave. Where should I go? That is the power you carry as a Christian. Don't limit my God. Don't make God look childish. Do you know what it means? Your hand touches a proposal. Do you understand? Do you know what it means that your hand touched a proposal? Your hand. Sometimes people say, hey, man of God, I submitted to you. You don't know what touched the hand. You are thinking you limited what touched it. They are your hand. You, your hand. You think that you thought you don't have anything. Look at what the Bible is saying. And it will happen, but you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your hearts. The problem we have is that we doubt what God can do. You apply for a contract, it didn't come through. You started getting upset. God, if you really love me, God would have answered this prayer. You see, the realm of God is not the realm of man. You know, God be my, sometimes when I ask God for something and I don't see the result the next time, when I go, I ask Him, this thing I'm asking, will it in any way corrupt me in the future? Because the reason why God will not answer this prayer, it might be that it's something He has seen that I've not seen. Have you ever asked God that whatever wealth that will come your way that will make you to deviate from letting not come your way? You've not prayed. If you've never prayed that kind of prayer, let the amount of money that any money that will come your way that will make you not to know God, not come. Let me tell you, the moment you pray that prayer, there is about to be 3 million naira that is about to come your way that will not make you glorify God. Why is it that people are there, man of God, people who post their account number on Facebook, someone will send them 1 million naira. Me, I've been posting, nobody sending me. You pray the prayer. Whatever that is not from God should not come my way. The Lord knows that that money is not from Him, so it will not come your way. Let me tell you, any person you collect money from, you can't speak against. If I give you money now, how you think speak against me now? You go to say, in the drum, Bosha, you can't speak. Because the money has put in shah in your mouth. You can't speak. That is why Jesus was speaking to everybody. You can't afford Him. The anointing I carry is priceless. The one you carry is priceless. Don't give your anointing words. Somebody called my spiritual father and said that he want, how much does he charge to invite him? He said, you can't afford me. He said, how much can you pay me for the blind to see? How much can you pay me for the cripple to walk? How much do you have? You and your entire church, how much are you have? You just tell me to come. If I'm led, I'll come and pray. If I'm going, whatever you want, you just give me. Even if it's 1,000, you give me, I go. You can't afford any man of God. Nobody can afford you. You have an anointing. Do you know what it means to have an anointing? That in the midst of chaos, you can come and lie down there and sleep. Jesus was in the storm. Everything was shaking. Jesus was sleeping. Your Jesus, my Jesus, was sleeping in a boat, not a ship. So water was touching Him, and Jesus was dozing. The waves were hitting, the boat was shaking. Not even boat, the canoe. It's canoe. They don't have boat, it's canoe. Big canoe. Canoe was shaking. Because if I say boat, some of you will be thinking ship. Now this one, there was no engine. This one. Your Jesus was comfortable. Water was touching Him. He was sleeping. And they had to hit Him. Master, don't you care we die here? Because they were older than Him. They were older than Jesus. Oh, they were there. Okay. You know that? We won't die here today. And Jesus woke up. He said, how long will I be with this? And everything calmed down. He looked at them and went back to sleep. And all of them were like, what man is this? Since they have been following Him, they don't know. That is how most of you have been following. Sometimes you see some miracle, you be like, hey, man of God, and I focus on. So since I don't have focus on. Let it be that it's maybe one of us here. As the ship began to shake, you all enter water. Back, back. And start swimming away, leaving Jesus on the boat. They understood that, you see, we can't swim this water. The Bible never said Jesus Christ knows how to swim, but the Bible said us that Jesus Christ knows how to walk on water. He never knew how to swim. He never swam. But he had a principle that he didn't swim it. He walked on it. Moses could not swim. So he walked on the dry land and the water made way. These are two dimensions. It's either you walk on top of it or it gives way so that you pass through it. Have this mentality. He said, let this mind that is in Christ be in you. Carry the mindset of Christ. Somebody hit my car. Just use speed. Wow, hit my car. In that junction, I came down. I looked at my car. Nothing happened to my car. The person's car was damaged. Mommy was there. Nothing. Someone hit my car. I came down. I told Mommy, I said, Mommy, do you know how many men that laid hand on this car? The car is anointed too. I ride in the car. Whatever you thought carries what you carry. You don't know. See, Peter did not activate the healing shadow in himself. People talk to themselves. Let us bring the sick that his shadow may pass through it. Peter never knew his shadow was in the sea. All he did was walk. People were activating dimensions of him. As you are here, you don't know what you carry. But one thing I must assure you that the prophetic anointing rests in you. You cannot be here singing, playing keyboard, playing drums, and you say, this word is hard. God forbid. You can speak to your day. Know what you carry. Sometimes you need to remind yourself who you are. Jesus was always doing that. I am the Son of God. The Father lives in me. He was always telling himself his mission. You must always come to that place where you tell yourself what you carry. My name is Prophet Emmanuel Okeke. People will say, remove the title now. Be humble. Title does not make you humble or not humble. It's who I am. Remove your son name now. No, remove your son name. What is your son name, sir? Chukwuke. What is your full name? Eh? Chukwuke Mary. Now I remove your son name. Throw away it. Even Jesus Christ did not have a son name. Christ was not his son name. His name would have been Jesus Joseph. JJ. But Christ came. When they call you an evangelist, when God has announced as an evangelist, enter it and enjoy it. Carry the cross that comes with it and enjoy it. Say, why are you calling yourself an evangelist? Power is not flowing. My brother, even the devil, they give power. If the power is not flowing, it's not because it's not there. The power has not seen a reason to flow. We must come to this strong understanding. You must know what you carry. You can't lack. I can't lack. In my entire life, I can't lack. Whether I like it or not, I can't. Even if I want it, it's too late. There's something you must know. It's late. Imagine a witch now appearing in front of me. I say, man, I will suck your blood. I don't understand. How can you suck the blood of Jesus? Carry this thing. Carry this thing. They only have power to talk with their mouth so that they can weaken your faith. So when they come before you, they begin to say things that will scare you. Imagine a demon wants to appear. Each of you to appear. He began to shake the door. Behind baga, baga, baga. Why are you shaking the door? Come direct. It was the door blocking you from coming in. Then you see curtain will start moving. What is all those nonsense? Appear. Talk and go. That thing they are doing is for you to be afraid. If you want to make them fear, start laughing in that room. Every curtain will stop. They will quietly go. Because they know, oh Jesus, they know they can't assess you until there is fear. So when they come, before you know, they shake the TV. Then you now start saying, I command this TV to stand still. Then if it doesn't work, you now start being afraid. Say, I command TV, no work. Who was with me when I spoke to a phone and the phone obeyed? Who saw it? Gebrokeni was me. Spoke to a phone. A phone that was mistake. We spoke to a phone. The phone obeyed. Phone. No network. We Jesus. It was needed. We didn't just. It's not a show off. A man was trying to make a transaction. Nothing. The phone was not going. I said, see, let's speak to the phone. People were in the group. Over 100 and something people were there in the group. Spoke to phone and phone obeyed. You must know what you carry. So you spoke to the TV and the TV did not obey. Then the next thing, they will now draw cotton. Cotton will now fall. Then they will now blow you small breeze. Then you now shift beside your bed. And you start, and Jesus was in a canoe. And water was touching, he was sleeping. My brother, you don't know what you carry. If you dare your house, something fall for kitchen, go to the kitchen and know what is falling. For you, you will not go. You start shifting towards the fridge side in the house. It shows you have fear. They are doing that to weaken your spirit. The moment they sense you have fear, they can bring light. Bam, 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 bam. Then you now hide pillowcase and cover yourself. There's a look at that Christian. There are how to speak to things. A man of God, great man of God in this Nigeria, was sleeping one day, was hearing noise in his parlor room. He went to the parlor and saw it was Satan. He said, oh, it's you, Satan. He left him and went back to sleep. I'm not saying demons. Satan came in his house. He come and said, oh, it's you. Is it you? Went back to his room and sleep. You, not even Satan. Maybe now one team of angel called that day. Just come for your window. Just enter the window. You are shouting blood of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire. Don't just laugh. Carry it. Carry this mindset. I've once slept in my house. I woke up, they rearranged my room. Oh, we share you these things. So you know that we have seen some of these things. We've not seen plenty. We've seen some. Rearrange the room, my room. Carry this chair, put here. Carry this one, put here. I called security man. I said, see. Arrange and back. We are still growing. They were trying to put fear in us. There are some books you'll be reading. Your windows are locked inside your room. Breeze will be blowing inside your room. When the glory of the Father comes, God, Jesus. When he comes, Jesus. There are some things you encounter even in books. You begin to know what you carry. The Bible said that the devil is a toothless lion, no. He only roars, cannot bite. Your father is the one that has the teeth. If you carry this mindset, let me see any devil that will come to your family. You are the head of your family. You are the first child in the family. Do you know what authority you have as the first child in the family? Do you know what it means to be the first son in the family? The first child, the first girl. Do you know what it means? It means you are the head. Whatever will come to your brothers must come through you. If it can't get you, it can't get them. If it is getting them, it is not real. Because you are the doorkeeper. He has to pass through. The thing is that you are not standing. So when they come, they go through the last one and destroy the last one, your faith falls. Have you ever stood and said that whatever will come to this family must cross through me first? If you can't get me, you can't get them. You can say it for your family. You stand like this and you began to pray in the Holy Ghost. You are a watchman. This is Watchtower Network. You have to know what you carry. When you wake up in the morning, begin to speak to your day. Prophesy it. Lord, today is going to be wonderful for me. Speak it. I used to wake up and say, today, whoever that is sick that come, he will be healed. Mommy will hear me saying that. I'll say, today, I will heal the sick. Today, I will prophesy very deep. And that day, I might not prophesy that day. But whoever, if you come and say, man of God, speak to me, I'm like, this is one of the things I'll pray for. So you have commanded your day to work for you. Somebody called me today. One of my cousins called me today. She said she was crying on the phone. I said, what is the problem? Normally, whenever this my sister calls me, you know, there are some cousins that whenever they call you, you know that something's about to happen to your bank account. So sometimes you pick their call at heart. But as a man of God, I picked. She was crying. I said, what is happening? You know, she can act Nigerian movie very well. She's also a movie actor, so she can really cry. They can just cry and collect money from you. So when she started crying, I was already like, in my mind, I was like, I know now, none of those things. And she was saying some things. She said, Amy, many men of God have done things to me. But I know that you are genuine. And I'm calling you. I need your help. I've gone for them to save me. They messed up their saving over my life. I said, wait, let us pray. He said, you can't pray for me anymore. I said, no. There is a Father that I know. There is a blood that redeems all. She said, is there still need for me? I said, there is need. I led her. Under 1 minute, I led her to Christ. And I said, now I can pray for you. You might be someone's last saving grace. Last saving grace. Before my grandmother died, she called for me. I came back, I went and met her. One of her mouth was speaking because she was having partial stroke. One could not speak. The Lord said, lead her to Christ now. Or if she dies, she will not enter. I led her to Christ immediately. She said, amen. The Lord said, okay, it's fine, you can go. I started crying. People were saying, ah, man of God, you are praying. Why are you not? Why are you crying? I knew she's going. A few days later, she left. But I'm happy that she entered that place. One day I was coming towards the hospital here in Udoka. The Lord said, enter this hospital. Because on Wednesday also, I entered the hospital. I said, I want to pray for a sick person. They said, there's nobody that is sick here. There's only one person that is in the hospital. I said, hospital, only one person. He said, yes, I went. The man had partial stroke. I wanted to pray. The Lord said, don't pray. Lead him to Christ. He's going. I led the man to Christ. 3 days later, I went to hospital. They said, he's gone. You might be the person that will make, if you enter heaven, people will be shaking you because you saved them. God said, go to the hospital. He said, don't worry, tomorrow I will go. That day, someone will die. And you entering will have saved that soul. But you don't know what you carry. Sometimes people will come and say, my father is sick. I'll ask you, how old is he? When you say it's something, I'll tell you, don't worry now. There's no point of praying. He has lived. You must be honest to yourself. Some people think that when you die at the age of 40 is bad. Some people are done with their job on earth. Why we cry is when they don't die in Christ. When they die in Christ, we are happy. We will meet them. It's only but a short while. I told someone that you are saying that your loved one died. You see, in your eyes, you think they have died for 3 years. In heaven, they have stayed in heaven maybe 2 minutes. They have not finished talk in heaven. Before you know, you will join them. In your earth realm, it might be 100 years old. They might have left you 50 years before. But when you get to heaven, they will say, I'm just coming now. You are just coming. Because in heaven, there is no time. The enjoyment that is in heaven, you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss what will happen in heaven. Brother, I will see you in heaven. I will see you in heaven. Brother, sister, I will see you in heaven. I have to see you all in heaven. My wife, I will see you in heaven. I know God will not allow us to marry again in heaven, but I will see you in heaven. Because there's no marriage in heaven. I will see you in heaven. And on that day, the first thing you will do for me when you meet me in heaven, you know what I like, ba? If it is not in heaven, go to earth and bring it and come. God will understand. Praise the Lord Jesus. Have this mindset and nobody will take your joy away. You are sleeping, something began to happen. Don't worry, don't be afraid. I've slept one day, woke up, one of my hands could not move very well. I speak to it, it started moving. Don't be worried. You wake up, one of your legs could not move. Don't even shout what is happening. In the name of Jesus, you bone, I command you, stretch, it will stretch. Most of you saw how we healed the woman, her bone grew back. We commanded her bone to grow. We commanded the muscle, the bone, the ligaments, the fibers, the tissues. Her leg began to grow. You have those legs, you don't need to pray and Father help me to grow them. You command them, they will hear. The Bible says you can say to this mountain. That mountain is alive. Everything in your life is alive. You speak to it. Praise the Lord Jesus. Whatever you believe must come to pass. Both positive. That is what the Spirit is talking about. Whatever you believe must come to pass. Both positive and negative. If you believe in negativity, it will come to you. If you believe that a witch can affect you, a witch will affect you. How can you be in a village and you are saying that they get one woman? One woman, they oppress us for this village. One woman, they oppress you. One woman, they oppress you with all the light you carry. You will shame. You will shame to us. Do you know what it means to carry light? Jesus, without forgiving. Oh. This is what light does. Practical. Let's do some practical. Brother Edward, please go beside that light. Just watch what. No, don't off yet. Just put your hand towards there. Now, listen. This is what's going to happen. In any place where there is a witch, there is no light. So any place there is a witness, that it will be off the whole light. Off all. On. Now, this is how it means when there is a witch, there is no light. The moment one Christian comes in, please on the whole light. The moment one Christian enters, every darkness leaves. See, there are battles that are fought only in the mind. You can sit down here, and begin to engage a witch in his house. I will teach you. You will sit here. A witch will take you in the spirit realm. And you are engaging with her. Your imaginations are not fake. Have you ever been thinking about a particular thing? You slept. And that thing began to show in the realm of the spirit. You are drawing things. When you sit in your house, begin to see lights from you. Powering the house. Begin to see it. It might be hard for you if it's your first time, but keep seeing lights moving from you and powering the whole house. If you start seeing it and the light you are seeing is not enough, it means you need to dip yourself more in the word. You carry lights. When I shake somebody, shake me, sir. When I shake somebody, I don't care what the person carry. Remember, I'm telling this because you have to know who you are. I don't care what the person carry. For the fact that he has touched me, whatever charm has broken. Because I am the greater charm. Oh. Jesus, help me, Father. Let's go to Ephesians. Okay, give me Galatians 1:13. Let me see something. Next verse. Now, okay, go back to that verse 13. Let's read something here. You know what I was like when I followed the Jewish religion? How I violently persecuted God's church. I did my best to destroy it. Next verse. I was far ahead of my fellow Jews in my zeal. You see, it was the zeal that Paul had that God did not change the zeal. He just converted it to the right place. Paul had the zeal more than other Jews. He was seeing them that they were speaking against Christ. He was seeing what they were preaching as they were fighting Christ. So he was zealous for the kingdom. God just redirected his zeal to the right thing. And that zeal never burned out. He kept that fire that burns. The Bible said, I think in the book of Jeremiah, it said it burns, it's like a bone. It's like a fire in my bones. It has to burn in you. It has to burn in you. Give me the next verse. Let's see. But even before I was born, God chose me and called me by his marvelous grace, then it pleased him. Hi. Hi. This is your destiny of everybody here. There was a time you didn't believe in God. Maybe when you are grown, you don't know much thing about God. You know, believing in God is not saying, I know that Jesus Christ exists. I mean, living the life of Christ. There was a time. There was a time. Maybe if anything happened, you come on your shoe and say, thunder, but where the person? There was a time we were like that. If one more die here, we'll die here now. Sometimes we talk what we cannot do. I remember that time when we are younger, you can tell yourself, if I slap you, it will affect your generation. You know, just sometimes, now when I think about it, I'm like, God, you know what is the generation? Slap someone, it will go through the next generation and affect mouth. And the person will start crying. He said, I'll tell my mother. He said, go and tell your mother now. If your mother comes, I'll kick her. She will die. Mouth. The power of your word. Mouth, ba. I remember that time when they tell you, say, you are born by mistake, you start crying. Were you actually born by mistake? No. Someone just lied. You start crying over the lie. And you now can't report. He said, I'm born by mistake. They will ask you, are you born by mistake? You said, no. So why is that affecting you? It's the word. The Bible said, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So you can't see them, but they exist. He said, but even before I was born, God chose me. So God chose you before you were born. He didn't say when you are in the womb. He said before you, you see, that means you were existing in a place before you came. Oh. No, this is English. Before I was born, he said, God chose me. And after he chose you, he called you. So that means, whenever you are called, you are sent. See, you might not see yourself in the fivefold ministry, but my brother, you are called. You might not be an apostle, an evangelist, or whatever, but you are called. And one of the primary things every Christian is called is to evangelize, to make disciples of themselves. You can't make that disciple of yourself if you don't have the power to carry them. He said, God chose me and called me, and by his marvelous grace, then it pleased him. Paul is announcing his calling. Next verse, please. It pleased him to reveal his son to me so that I would proclaim the good news about Jesus. This is Paul announcing just like Jesus Christ. Jesus was always telling you why he is God. He's from God. He came from heaven to talk about the kingdom. He came to preach the gospel. Paul is also announcing it. You must be bold to announce who you are in your life. Go to Facebook. Tell people who you are. You see, the moment you keep saying who you are, a time will come you start believing who you are. The thing is that sometimes when something happens, you don't know who you are. There's a time it will come in your life, everything will fall apart. You will feel like the world has forgotten you. There is something God wants to arrange. You see, God knows. Let me show you something here. This is how God functions. Let me borrow people I borrowed before. 1, 2, 3. Please let me have you. Those 3 persons. Now, please, sister, stand here. Don't come to my back here. Please stand there. Now, yeah, stand here. Now, my destination is to go and meet her. Now, come this side. This brother is the challenge that will stop me to meet her. Now, if I have to go and meet her, I have to have the capacity to withstand this challenge. Is that correct? Now, God knows that your destination is to meet her, but you must have the capacity to withstand this person. Come. Now, this is the person. His job, his mission on earth is to get to this place. Now, but this is the challenge here. Can this boy cross here without this person destroying him? Okay, now. Oh yeah, go. Are you seeing? So what God will do to allow you to start maturing. Now, the maturing has to do with the anointing, which is also the Spirit and the Word of God. The more he starts feeding on them, he will start growing. Now, it's supposed to take him just 5 minutes to get here. But what looks like delay is the time he is giving to the anointing and the books. If he gives them 1 year, they will grow him to pass. If he gives them 2 years, it will take 2 years for him to assess here. If he gives them 5 years, it will take 5 years to have. But in reality, it takes just 1 minute to pass. So when God begins to mature him, he calls it that God is suffering him. No. He is not seeing the challenge. God is seeing the Goliath. But the David has to be trained in the bush on how to use stone to kill lions. So these are the lions and the bears. So when he has grown and he's passing now, the challenge does not know he has grown. The challenge is seeing a small boy. Then when the challenge look back, he sees someone standing beside him. Then the challenge does not fight again. No mean of fighting what you can't kill. The challenge allows him. So when he comes there with maturity. And because he has come here already, he can make a way and say, come. Then he can pick others because he has defeated this. And then everybody can climb the staircase. You see, if you have not mastered it, you can't bring someone else. So sometimes God wants you to master. You have to save yourself before you save your family. It's when you are saved, you have understood the principle. Then when you are passing, you can look at the demon and say, come, nothing will happen. Have your wonderful sense. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? No, just leave them. That is a minister of God. Does that make sense? So you must come to this understanding. So that time, but the human nature of man will be shouting that things are hard. A man of God have been reading, nothing is happening. You see, you have not understood where you are. God knew that there is a boy called David. And God made him the last child so that he, not because God cannot make him the first child, but if he's the first child, there is no way he can carry animal to the bush to feed. So God made him the last child so that he will learn humility as well. So David already is a man that knows how to take orders because he had elder brothers. Joseph was also a man that knows how to take orders because he was the last child. There is something about the last child. And there's something about the third child. There's something about your own. So that you don't start saying man of God is biased. So that is what happened. So God began to build him. While in the bush, he carries the animal. And as a child, you know, children, when we are growing up, we begin to love animals. You know, when you see a child that loves animals, that time, remember our last one likes chicken and goats. So whenever we want to kill them, he'll start crying. Our dad will say, oh, leave it, go and buy. The one they will buy and they will kill is happy. But that one that he has grown with in the house, nobody should touch it. And after the goat will grow and die. We'll now start telling him, now what is the essence? If you want to hate animals, stop eating them too. But he's just a child that loves the animal. So David grew in love with his sheep. He grew in love with the sheep. So when lion came and took one, he left the 99 and went into the bush. You see, if you don't confront what confronts others, what confronts others will kill you. And he went there, killed a lion and a bear. And when he come before Saul, Saul was saying, whose son are you? First of all, he wants to know the tribe this man passed. When he saw his brothers, when he brought food to the brothers, he was telling them, I don't understand why you behind me. We can kill this animal. He said, shut up, boy. So come on, go back. See, this animal is insulting God. Let's kill him. He said, shut up, look at you. Sizeless human, you don't even have height. How can you even hold a spear? Come on, go. And he went. He said, what is the price of anyone that killed this man? What? Thousands of warriors are waiting to, they are afraid of one man called Goliath. They are afraid a man that is hefty, that it took maybe two or three persons to carry his spear. And David is looking for the reward. You see, he was not seeing what they were seeing. He was seeing a stepping stone to success. And when Saul said, "What is your mind?" He said, "See, I have killed lions. I have killed bear. This man is a dog." So he classified the animals more than the dog. If you have killed a lion, is it a dog that is a challenge? I've killed the king of animals. I've killed the king of the white beast bear. What is this dog? He's uncircumcised Philistine. He was using power of war to bring down his enemy. And the Saul said, "I'm going to give you my mantle. Take my breastplate, take my soldier." Where did he say, "No, I was not trained in this weapon. I was not trained to fight this way. God trained me with a stone. I don't know how these things work." And he removed it and went to war. Picked on five beautiful stones beside the stream. He was expecting that at least if one no get and one go kill him. But he never knew that the fate has killed him. When he came before Goliath, Goliath said, "Is it the best you can offer?" He was looking at Goliath like, "This guy is talking too much. I have to kill him and get to the sheep." How many minutes now? And God said, he said, "Am I a dog?" He remembered. No. So he called himself a dog. "And I've killed a lion." He said, number one weak point. He said, "I will cut off your head and feed it to the birds of air." He returned the prophecy back. He said, "I will use your sword and cut off your head." The moment Goliath wanted to start the fight, the Bible said that David thrust forward. He was in a hurry to kill him. He was in a hurry to take the head of Goliath. Rushed forward. Took a stone and flicked it. Hit him one place. Before Goliath was falling, Agag was rushing to draw the sword. Draw the sword and cut off the head and raised it up. And Israelite morale high, their faith came. They started running, "Who will kill you?" And before he did, he asked, "What will I get by killing?" He said, "You get the princess." He looked at the princess. It was as beautiful as my wife. He said, "Okay, I'll kill him." And took the head to him. And the song about him began to rise. The melody about David began to sing. And in the heavens, God was whining his head, "David, a man after my heart." He was the only man that knew how to manipulate the heart of God. A man that could come in the presence of God. And when God is upset, he began to melody in the eyes of God. He makes God feel like a woman. He comes and calls him beautiful names. He tells him how great he is. Sometimes he removes his clothes and dances naked in front of God. He's showing humility. He's a king. He said, "Forget about this kingly thing. I was once in the desert, and this man anointed me. And one day God handed over the king to his hand to see if he can kill his anointed." And he cut off the rope and showed him, "Could have killed you, but there is an oil upon your head. And because of that oil, I will leave you to judgment for God." And God raised him and raised men. Men were walking with David. Then he had men that could not die. There were some men that were great in battle. One of these men could kill 1,000 before they die. These are the men we want to raise. David could just come and sing one song to God. And God in heaven will begin to just bless human beings. Because of him, somebody died. And they came and told him, "A man kills such a person." He said, "We'll kill that man. How can a man take the only ship someone has?" And the prophet said, "It is you." He didn't say, "I'm a king, whatever I say is to." No. He went down and said, "Lord, I know if you judge me, you are right in judging me. You are justified in condemning me. Whatever you say is right. But do not allow me to be tortured by my enemy. And remember, no one can worship you in the land of the dead." And God was saying, "What is wrong with this man? This man, what is wrong?" And he was sitting beside God and whining God. A man that knows how to whine God. A man just killed someone and is whining God. And God, the sickness came upon his child. He came before God. Sang, prayed, fasted. Nothing happened. When the child died, he went and started eating food. He understood how. He knew that after he has done before God and God do not answer, that God has planned it all. Do you know the heart of God? If you understand who you are, you will begin to know the heart of God. Because Christ lives in you. The Holy Ghost lives in you. God the Father lives in you. And you live in yourself. You are four in one. Let us be on our feet. I see an atmosphere, and I see the Lord is about to raise men. Today you shall begin to prophesy in tongues. La sovele elekishi plata patata. La manako. Prato bele keshi pra aladida. Komona kakakaka. Bayina nananamena. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Lord, I know that I've not been using my words the right way. Kaya manako. Alina namanana manana manaka gogo. Eleba suprete titi kataka taka. Oyira badane manako. Ele sifra. La manano. Oyira bababaro to sifra. Ele ki taka taka. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh. Ele sifra ele dina mana. Oyi kaka gogo. Holy Ghost. Mala to buy and a basset, a catapala da pane a bas, a cupayala da bayana, Masatele e cupala da, Macapala da bayana, and let's set the pacapane e cupana.
Charge yourself because you will prophesy over your life today. You will speak over your territory. You will speak over your family. Today that tongue will be anointed with fire and the coals of fire.
Thy will be Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come.
Pray.
Thy will be
Elohim Adonai,
Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come.
Pray in the Holy Ghost while you are listening to this.
Elohim Adonai, Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Elohim Adonai,
Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Elohim Adonai,
Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Elohim.
Us to pray now. We're going to pray in the Holy Ghost. You see, something is going to happen here heavily. Something is going to happen here heavily. There's going to be a mighty breeze that will blow. You see, when the power of God comes, it's not a must that it takes you to the ground. But within yourself, something will start taking place. I don't need to lay hand on anyone. The power of God is going to hit you. You see, today we are ministering with our favorite brother because he's writing an exam. But the Lord always makes a way. So you're going to charge yourself in the spirit. Is that okay? Get ready. You're going to charge for 5 minutes in the